And now this is a dictation for Roger, Dennis, Diaz and David E, NNIS, July 3150, address as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Roger, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit September. Uses a cane, unsteady but no fall, no hospital visit, a stable dyspnea, some upper respiratory symptoms, sinuses, no bleeding, no purulent material fever, tested positive for sleep apnea but does not want to use CPAP machine. He was afraid of going GLP-1 agonist, concerned that dehydration, GI symptoms might cause renal failure. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight the lisinopril norvas inhalers for chronic angina ranexa, R-E-N-E-X-A. Present weight 224, previously 230, blood pressure 123.78, lungs clear, no pleural effusion wheezing, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, February, creatinine 2.0, which is still his baseline. GFR 33, stage 3B, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, hypertension, stable, no progression, no symptom, no dialysis. Upper normal potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium. Has metabolic syndrome with high triglyceride, low HDL, HDL obesity. Sleep apnea, not willing to do CPAP machine. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I really won't oppose the use of GLP-1 agonist. It does not cause direct nephrotoxicity. Rare events for GI losses, pre-renal state. At this moment, however, he's not interested. We will continue saying lisinopril, among others. Come back in 6 months.